Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, The Island of Jambu Dweep, Text 14. Yata Aihika Amushmika Kama Lampata Suteshu Dareshu Daneshu Shintayan Shanketa Vidvan Kukilevaram Atyaya Ya Tasya Yatna Shrama Eva Kevalam Yatayhi Kamushmika Kamalam Pata
Yatayhi Kamushmika Kamalam Pata
Suteshu Dareshu Daneshu Chintayan
Suteshu Dareshu Daneshu Chintayan
Sanketa Vidvan Ku Kalevaratyayad
Sanketa Vidvan Ku Kalevaratyayad
Yastasya Yatna Shrama Eva Kevalam
Yastasya Yatna Shrama Eva Kevalam
Yatayi Kamushmika Kamalam Pata
Yatayi Kamushmika Kamalam Pata
Suteshu Dareshu Daneshu Chintayan
Suteshu Dareshu Daneshu Chintayan
Shanketa Vidvan Kukalevaratyayat
Sanketa Vidvan Kukalevaratyayat
Yastasya Yatna Shrama Eva Kevalam
Yastasya Yatna Shrama Eva Kevalam
Yathaihika Mushmika Kamalampata
Yathaihika Mushmika Kamalampata
Support by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Translation. Materialists are generally very attached to their present bodily comforts and to the bodily comforts they expect in the future. Therefore, they are always absorbed in thoughts of their wives, children, and wealth, and afraid of giving up their bodies, which are full of stool and urine. A person engaged in Krishna consciousness, however, is also afraid of giving up his body. What is the use of his having labor to study the shastras? It is simply a waste of time. But at the time of death, the materialist thinks of his wife and children. He is absorbed in thinking of how they will live and who will take care of them after he leaves. Consequently, he is never prepared to give up his body. Rather, he wants to continue to live in his body to serve his society, family, friends, and so on. Therefore, by practicing the mystic yoga system, one must become detached from bodily relationships. If despite practicing bhakti yoga and studying all the Vedic literature, one is afraid of giving up his bad body, which is the cause of his suffering, what is the use of his attempts to advance in spiritual life? The secret of success in practicing yoga is to become free from bodily attachments. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Deha Smriti Nahiyara Samsara Bandha Kahuntara. One whose practice is freed him from the anxieties of bodily needs is no longer in conditional life. Such a person is freed from conditional bondage. A person in Krishna consciousness must fully discharge his devotional duties without material attachment, then his liberation is guaranteed. Yatayhi kamushmika kamalampataha siteshu dareshu daneshu chintayan sanketa vidvan kukale varatyayad Yatasya Yatna Shrama Eva Kevalam. Materialists are generally very attached to their present bodily comforts and to the bodily comforts they expect in the future. Therefore, they are always absorbed in thoughts of their wives, children, and wealth, and afraid of giving up their bodies, which are full of stool and urine. The person engaged in Krishna consciousness, however, is also afraid of giving up his body. What is the use of his having labor to study the shastras? It is simply a waste of time. Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Budaya Srimati Bhakti Vidanta Swayanta Namane Namaste Sarasatam Deve Gauravani Vajarane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatya Desitarne Tatshtradana Munaya Jnana Vairagi Yuktaya Pashanyatmani Chatmanam Bhakti Shuddha Grihitaya, that Kats Charanana Munaya, that to develop real faith in Krishna consciousness, real understanding or experience, it takes that one has to engage in devotional service called Bhakti Yoga. But the background of devotional service is Vairagya and Jnana. In other words, without having sufficient knowledge and real detachment in the background, then bhakti only remains theoretical. Devotional service means ultimately to invoke the feelings of the soul. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatamiti kopilabhyate tatra loyam mulyam ekalam janma koti sukritarana labhyate. That Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati, when the soul is absorbed in thinking of Krishna, then actually his natural love for Krishna is revived or invoked. But to think of Krishna requires some development of one's intelligence so that one can become capable of actually thinking in deep meditation about Krishna and feeling Krishna's presence. That means that one has to free his intelligence from those things which are causing the intelligence to become to remain in material existence or to become covered over. Our intelligence, now presently we already have a certain conception of life. Everything we look at, everything we hear, everything we taste, everything we touch reminds us of some past conditioned experience. So one has to train one's sense of touch, one's sense of smell, one's sense of sight, one's sense of hearing, so that these things remind us of Krishna. That's called pure intelligence. And impure intelligence means that these things invoke past remembrance of materialistic activities. So that takes hearing knowledge, jnana. We have to try to understand things practically, and then that should inspire us to perform tapasya. Tapasya means to engage the senses and the mind in activities of Krishna consciousness without attachment. Yastva atmitir eva syat, atma triptas jamanava, atma neva trishantushtas, tasya karam navidite. Or yastva indriyani manasa, niyamya rabitejana, karmendriyai karma yogam, asakta savishishite. On the other hand, one who engages his active organs, one who controls the mind, and engages his active organs in works of devotion without the attachment, is by far superior. So we have to focus our mind on Krishna. That's the whole purpose. The more one can focus his mind upon Krishna, the more one can visualize and feel Krishna's name, his form, his quality, and his pastimes, the more one is absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But on the other hand, if the senses are engaged in activities of devotion without attachment, then they won't disturb the soul who's trying to perfect his meditation upon Krishna. But if the senses are allowed to do other things, then immediately one's meditation will dissipate or be lost. Therefore, one has to perform tapasya, some austerity. One has to detach himself from the material senses and the things in relation to the material senses if one actually wants to absorb his mind completely in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Pariksit Maharaj, when he was about to die, what he asked the question is, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? Shotavyadini Rajendra Srinam Shanti Sahasrashaha Apashitam Atmatatvam Griheshu Grihamedina. He was asking, what is our duty now that we're about to die? So I hate to tell everyone the bad news, but all of us are about to die. Whether it's in 5 years from now or 50 years, but it's not a very long period of time. It's only so many days before we have to leave our body. That according to present statistics, that the death rate in Perth is still 100%. Everyone who's taken birth is sure to die here. And after dying, one is sure to take birth again. Therefore, Krishna says, avyaktadini bhutani avyaktamadhyani bharata avyaktanidanam yeva tatra ka paridevana. That for one who say all living beings are unmanifest in their beginning, now they're manifested in a certain body, and again they'll become unmanifested. For one who's taken birth is sure to die, and for one who dies, he's sure to take birth again. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of your duty, you should not lament. Jatasihi dhruva mrityor dhruvam janma mrityasya cha tasmara parihariyate natvam soshitim arhasi. So why are we lamenting? Why are we so disturbed if we think about having to give up this body? Because we're attached to so many things in relation to this body. We think that deha patya, Shukadeva Goswami explains it systematically to Parikshit Maharaj, that we're all about to die, therefore these questions about the duty, what is our real duty, that's very intelligent, it's beneficial. Unfortunately, Shokya Vyadishu Rajendra Shinam Shanti Sahasra Shaha Apashitam Atmatatvam Griheshu Grihamedina. Most people are talking about their family life. This is called Brahmikata. How no, such and such baby was born, and everyone went around and went, goo 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 goo. This is the mantra. That who was born and who died, who's in the hospital. This is the ecstasy. Sometimes my parents, especially my mother, writes to me and says, when will you give up Krishna consciousness and do something which is fun? And then generally at the end of the letter, so-and-so uncle is in the hospital, and so-and-so died yesterday, and so-and-so gave birth to so-and-so. So, birth, death, old age, and disease, this is generally Gramikata. And when there's no old age, disease, and death, people think they're in ecstasy. They think this is happiness. But this is generally the topics. But Atmatattva, the self, our real self, who we are, the soul within the body, these people are not interested. They think, what a waste of time. If we talk about the self, what does that have to do with me? It's only me. It's my illusion that counts. That's what we should really get absorbed in. This dreamlike material existence, our identification with this body, which we consider ourself. This is the important topic most people think. Their real self, their real existence, that they're not interested in. Nidraya rite nattam bhavavayena chavavaya divya charate harara jan katumba varnenava. So during the day, or nidraya, at night, people are sleeping, dreaming about so many things. How they're going to become rich and important. And then they wake up, nidra rite naktam vavavayena chavavaya. And at night they have sex life, imagining themselves to be the enjoyer and the controller of this material world. And during the daytime they're busy making money so they can get the money to buy things and build up their castle, their kingdom of God on this planet. Every man is thinking that I am God, I am Narayan with two hands, and my wife is the goddess of fortune, and my children are all my plenary and partial expansions. The most intelligent amongst them, they're my plenary expansions, and the ones who are not so intelligent are only partial expansions. My car is my Garuda. And generally I'm expanding my energies everywhere, and one day my name will be in the newspaper, so and so is actually God. People always satatam kirtayantomam, they're always be engaged in chanting my glories, endeavoring with determination to serve me, bowing down before me, they'll perpetually worship me with devotion. And after I leave this body, my memorial will be there, the biggest in the cemetery, and everyone will come and glorify me and meditate on me. And this way they'll make further advance in my unmanifested form, they'll worship me. So this is the dream of every materialist, to become somehow or another the center of attention in God. Deha patya kalatradishu atma sanyeshva satsupi tesham pramato nidanam pashanapi napashati. My body is my best friend. My mind especially is always telling me about how nice I am in spite of other envious people. The foolish cannot understand how I've descended in this human-like form. They don't know my transcendental nature, my supreme dominion over all of it. But my mind is always confirming that actually you are the greatest. And they apatya, my children, they love me. My wife, she loves me. At least she tells me so. And apatya kalatra adishu. And as soon as there's wife and children, there'll be so many other things too. Dog, parakeet, turtle, house, so many things, pet rabbit. The whole world will be filled with so many furry and, you know, things and so much bills to pay and so many things to do. One will not have time to breathe because you'll be losing money if you breathe too much. One will be always thinking money, money, sweeter than honey. The professional soldier, the merchant, and the thief, they're always thinking about where is money. Then where is money, then how to spend it, and my wife, my children, my home, everything will follow, and these will all protect me, they'll surround me. So much so that even when the Yamadutas come to take me away, they won't be able to find me amidst all the paraphernalia I've surrounded myself with. And even if they can find me, my dog, Fido, will bite them. He'll protect me. He loves me more than anyone else. He's my best friend. I reveal all my confidential secrets to him. But, Pashana Pina Pashiti, although people are seeing that no pet dog has ever protected anyone from the Yamadutas, still they can't see these things. They're thinking, I'll be an exception. Death can't come and take me away. I'm just too nice a person. But this is all illusion of the conditioned soul. He's cultivated a life of attachment, surrounding himself with so much paraphernalia. And the proof is, when it's time to take sannyas, there's a big pang in the heart. How can I do it? They can't live without me. They'll all die from separation. I'm such a nice person. Everyone loves me. So at the time of death, one will die thinking, oh, my wife, my children, how will they live? They'll all die immediately as soon as I'm gone. Hang on there, kids. So this is all illusion. After the old person's gone, they're all thinking, well, finally the old gizzard, you know, left. And now we can divide his wealth. Indradu Maharaj was telling me that after his mother left, his mother was fortunate enough because Indradu Maharaj sent her books, and before she left her body, she spent a year reading the books, and therefore she wasn't at all in anxiety. But after he left, his brother and sister, they just fought with each other. His mother left a house with things in the house, and so they busily fought with each other over who would take what's in the house. And they wound up hating each other. They wanted to speak to each other. So, after the beloved is gone, then what do people do? They simply fight over the paraphernalia. Not out of sentiment, but simply so that one will be able to enjoy whatever was left over. Therefore, this idea that people can't live without me, that they're actually... most people would be very happy to live without us. People become attached to someone simply because of what they can provide. And as soon as they stop providing, then people lose interest. It's like the gopis use the example that when there's no more pollen in the flowers, then the bees go away. You don't see the bees hanging around the flower where there's no pollen in it. After the forest, when all the greenery has been destroyed, after the forest fire, when all the greenery has been destroyed, then all the animals, they flee the forest. And when a man has no more money, then the prostitute leaves him. So similarly, in the material world, unless one is able to provide what people want, then people just go away. Chanakya Upanishad says, if you don't like a guest, you want him to go away, just don't feed him. And if you don't like disease, also, don't feed it. So similarly, in this material world, everyone is attached because they want something, and when that, whatever they want, is not there anymore, then they simply go away and look for it somewhere else. So similarly, although people are an illusion, thinking that people love me, but actually people generally love your bank account. And as soon as that drops to zero, then they don't love you anymore. Prabhupada gives the example, yasya anugrahami kriyashe tadanam shanai. The Prabhupada said, from his personal experience, that when he had money, when he was working in his chemical business, when he had money, his wife and children made some pretense of affection. But as soon as it was lost, then immediately they all forgot about it. When Krishna took everything away, then immediately it was either tea or, Prabhupada said, tea or me to his wife. His wife, one day, because there was no money in the house, she took Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam and sold it for tea biscuits. So Prabhupada was so disturbed, he said, finally, tea or me? And his wife jokingly said, I think I'll have to take tea. Such was the end of another romance. So luckily she took tea, luckily for us. Otherwise we might be still drinking tea or other things. But such as in the material world, Krishna sometimes takes everything away from a devotee, and then the wife, the children, the relatives, the family, the friends, they all desert him. Such a useless person, why do we have anything to do with him? Prabhupada also gave the example, one very wealthy person, that he was an adopted son, and he inherited huge amounts of money. So his only business was how to spend it all as quickly as possible. So he's always trying to spend the money. And he had huge parties, and so many friends, hundreds of friends would come and visit him. But then he finally spent all his money, and then he was on the street. It was raining, Prabhupada saw him, and he was simply sitting there getting wet. No more money, and no more friends, no more nothing. As soon as he lost his money, he lost all his friends, he lost everyone. Or as Brahmatirtha, Bhaktitirtha Maharaj said, he met Muhammad Ali. Everyone knows Muhammad Ali? You know Muhammad Ali? Yeah. So he won so many fights, he became a multimillionaire. So when Bhaktitirtha Maharaj was speaking to him, he said, yes, downstairs there are so many people and they're all coming to take something from me. That's why they come every day. So every day I have to go down and try and satisfy all these people who are just trying to take something from it. Such is love in the material world. Therefore, one has to become free from these conceptions, these misconceptions, then one can actually focus one's consciousness upon Krishna. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavani Shra Hari Shotavyas Kirtitavyas Cha Smartavyak Chehetavayam. Or Tasmarai Kaina Manasa Bhagavan Ishra Hari Shatavyas Kirtitavyas Cha Dyayak Pujas Janityada. Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should try and focus one's consciousness upon Krishna. By hearing about Krishna, by chanting about Krishna, by meditating upon Krishna, by worshipping Krishna. And why can't we do it? We all have this experience. As soon as we chant our mantra, schnick, schnick, ram, ram, day, 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 hey, kitty, kitty, hey, kitty, kitty, then immediately the mind's wandering. It's thinking about, she loves me not, or, you know, what will I do today, what's for prasad, or yesterday prasad wasn't as exactly what I wanted, maybe tomorrow will be exactly what I want. So many anxieties. How can I buy this, and where did I put that? So many anxieties through the mind, everything but Krishna. If the mind suddenly thinks of Krishna, remembers his form, they immediately go, oh no, forget about it. Wander. Yes, sir. Yes, we'll go wander. How did you ever think of Krishna? Don't do that again. Yes, mind. I'll never do it again. So one can chant, schnick, schnick, ram, ram, day, 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 hey, kitty, kitty, hey, kitty, kitty, all day long. And the only thing one won't think of is Krishna. Therefore, one has to give up this idea that these things are so important that I have to waste all my energy, my mental energy, thinking of these things, or else the whole world will cave in. If I dared to think of Krishna and meditated upon Krishna and actually prayed for his service, then immediately the roof would cave in, the whole world would collapse. If my mental energy speculating on all the past, present, and future didn't support it. But we should give up this unnecessary worry. Here it's called chintyan. This worry that I have so many other things to worry about except for Krishna. But the point is, at the time of death, what will these things do? Whether or not, you know, whether or not my pet parakeet got its feed today, you know, at the time of death, what importance will it be? We should think about that. If suddenly we were informed that the Russians had tried to send a missile to Los Angeles and they missed, and it's heading for Perth. And it's going to arrive in half an hour. So, what would we think about? You know, what's for prasad? I wonder what's in, you know, what the latest time, what's the headlines on the Time magazine today. No, immediately most of us should start thinking about Krishna, whoever he is. So we should think that actually an intelligent person thinks that at any moment I might die, therefore I should concentrate my mind on things that are actually important. And a fool, he thinks I'm going to live here forever. That's the difference between an intelligent person and a fool. So how to come to the platform of thinking about Krishna, one has to give up his material attachments. So Krishna says, janma karma tame vyavyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyatva deham panarajanma naitimam eti sorajana. That we have, if we can experience Krishna in truth, actually absorb the mind in Krishna means to experience him in truth. When the mind is absorbed in remembering Krishna's form and quality and pastimes, then one can feel Krishna's presence and experience transcendental happiness. But then he says, Vitaraga vaya krodha manmaya mama pashitya bahava jnana tapasa putamadbhava agata. We have to become free from attachment, from fear, and from anger. And we have to absorb our mind in Krishna and cultivate knowledge of him. In this way, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of Krishna, and thus they all developed transcendental love for him. So there's two sides, just like that famous story of the boat party. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada tells the story of the boat party. They were having a big wedding. Everyone was invited. And so they hired a huge boat to row them to the other side of the river. So the bride party, the wedding party, all boarded the boat at night. And all the wedding party woke up and they swore they were exactly in the same place, although the boatmen seemed to have been rowing all night long. And so the wedding party asked, why didn't you row the boat? And the rowmen said, well, we did all night long, we were rowing the boat. And then someone discovered what the problem was.
They had forgot to pull up the anchor. So similarly, if we anchor ourselves in material illusion, identifying ourselves with this body, and identifying those who are connected to this body as belonging to me, or those things which have connection with this body as being mine, then the result is that we hold on to an anchor of material attachment by which we can actually conceive of our real identity as Krishna's servant. Therefore, the actual mood of service does not awaken. The feeling of service towards Krishna, and because that mood of trying to please Krishna and serve him with his energies is not awakened, therefore we don't make any real progress in Krishna consciousness. We may become more familiar with the external activities of Krishna consciousness. We may learn how to put on tilak straighter every year. But that doesn't mean that our consciousness is necessarily remembering Krishna with more absorption and more devotion. Therefore, we have to pull up the anchor, first of all. And sometimes we hear the same philosophy again and again, but the fact is we don't hear it. Every time, it's like it just bounces off our ear. It never enters into our brain or our heart. Why? Because we think, if I hear this, all the good things in life will be lost. All my future hopes and plans. What will happen to my pet parakeet, my family? If I hear this, I'll give up all affection and go into the forest and take sannyas. No, one shouldn't think like that. One should understand that if we hear these things properly, then we'll actually become a better servant of everyone, including our family. If we develop love for Krishna, not that we won't love our family anymore, we'll love everyone, including our family. When we see everyone and everything in relation to the family, then we'll love them even more, not less. But now we don't love anyone except for ourselves. And now we don't even do a very good job of loving ourselves because we're not even so sure who we are. So now we don't love anyone, practically speaking, except for some conception I have myself. But when I love Krishna, then I can actually love everyone as they actually are, and therefore I'll become even more dutiful towards everyone. One should not think that if I love Krishna, then all the good things will be lost. But instead, then we'll begin to get the good things and the proper relationships with others. Therefore, it's stressed here that one should try to cultivate knowledge and then act according to that knowledge dutifully. One should learn what his duty is and act appropriately. Then the result is that one will become realized. And that realization will be that one will be able to absorb the mind more easily in remembering Krishna, and that will produce factual detachment or vairagya. But if there's no vairagya, then we haven't really performed the activities of devotion, and that means our knowledge is not very clear. But if we hear things and then, according to our best capacity, try to apply them within our lives, there's different duties, just like for a sannyasi, there's avayam satya samshudir. One who's a sannyasi, he should cultivate fearlessness and transcendental knowledge, and he should try to become pure in his existence. And for those who are householders, not that they should try and imitate a sannyasi, but they also have their duties. Dhanam, dhammas, jagnas, cha. They should engage their lives in dana, in giving in charity, dhammas, sense and mind control, and jaga. Everything that they're doing should be a sacrifice. And for the brahmachari, this swadhyaya, they should cultivate knowledge. Not that I'm a brahmachari and my life is spent reading Time magazine to find out what's really going on. Or, you know, I'm playing video games, you know, to get fired up to go on book distribution or something. That swadhyaya, one should cultivate transcendental knowledge. That's brahmacharya life. And swarya avayam satya samshudhira jnana yoga samshasi. Avayam satya samshudhira dhanam jnana yoga yavyastiti. Dhanam dhamnas jagnas ja swarya tapa arjavam. And for those who are vanaprasthas, we don't have so many in our movement so far, but there's austerity, katha. Svaraya tapa arjava. And for everyone there should be simplicity. So these are qualities that one should cultivate. These will help us give up material attachment. And by giving up material attachment, then it will be easier to focus the mind upon Krishna, and therefore one will be able to taste a higher pleasure and realize what was the whole point of giving up our temporary attachments. Otherwise, just to give up temporary attachments without focusing the mind upon Krishna will not be very stable, because one will not get a higher taste, and without a higher taste one will think, well, where's the happiness? And therefore generally fall back again to material pleasure. But the whole idea of giving up material attachment is to give us the facility to concentrate the mind more upon Krishna. And that means if we save time, that we should spend it to hear about Krishna, to chant about Krishna, and to remember Krishna according to our capacity to do so. At the beginning, we should focus more upon hearing and some chanting about Krishna, some preaching, and then later on, as we become more familiar with the philosophy, do more preaching and try to absorb the mind in remembering Krishna. And the perfection comes when 24 hours a day, whether one is chanting or hearing about Krishna, one is always able to remember Krishna spontaneously. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions?
Yes.
Yes, vanaprasthas should go into the forest, according to the Bhagavatam, 7th canto. They should live in the forest, and they shouldn't shave, they shouldn't cut their nails, they shouldn't brush their teeth, they shouldn't cut their hair. They should expose themselves to the rain, the snow, the wind, the scorching sunlight. They should eat bark. They should only wear bark from the trees. Or if they find some deer in the forest, they can take that deer skin. And they should eat the roots and the berries that they find in the forest. So that's vanaprastha. And they should chant at least 16 rounds a day in the forest. I don't know. There doesn't seem too many people trying to do it. Someone should try it out, see if they come back and... No, vanaprastha. No, Prahlad Maharaj said he told his father, his advice was Sada Manye Suryavarya Dehina Sadasimum Vigna Diyamasat Griha Ibatma Patam Griha Andakuta Kupam Kato Ganam Kato Vanam Yad Dare. What is it? Kato. The last line, one should go into the forest of Vrindavan. So Prahlad Maharaj said, when his father said, what was the best thing you've learned in school? So Prahlad Maharaj told his father, the best thing I've learned in school, my dear father, is that you're a fool. Nisado manye surya varya dehina. He said, you're not only a demon, but you're the biggest demon. That's why I've been studying this very scientifically. Because Siddhasamu Vigna Diyama Sakraha. Because your mind is always full of anxiety. Therefore, the best thing I've learned, the best advice I can give you, is Hidvatma Patam Griha Andakudvam. You should give up this household life, which is just like a dark well. Vanam Gato Yadari Ashriyeda, and go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Krishna there. So this is Prahlad Maharaj's advice. This is what Vanaprastha is advised by Bhaktivinoda Thakura in this age, that one should go to a sacred place like Vrindavan and spend one's time there hearing and chanting about Krishna. Retire from materialistic activity and spend one's time in absorbing one's consciousness in Krishna consciousness. There's no question of going to the forest. If you went to most forests in the world nowadays, you know, you'll find so many people having picnics there and barbecues and or else chasing after deer and shooting them. Very dangerous, the forest nowadays. You won't find forests where it's completely, you know, peaceful and calm, and you know, where there's fresh water and nice fruits. These don't exist anymore. So real vanaprastha means to go to some holy place, even a temple, and spend one's time hearing and chanting about Krishna. And take prasadam too. Therefore, Prabhupada said, we've established the Krishna Balaram temple, and we had a guest house there. Prabhupada specifically wanted retired people to go there and hear about, chant about Krishna there and remember him. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.